This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 30th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. In many of its final reports on the causes of aviation accidents, the National Transportation Safety Board seems to be pulling punches. Well, not this time. In the case of a Cessna 310 owned by NASCAR that crashed into a residential neighborhood in Sanford, Florida in July of 2007, the board has come down hard on both NASCAR's flight department and the judgment of the pilot that day. The plane had flown the previous day. That pilot had pulled the breaker for the weather radar to stop a burning smell in the cockpit and reported the problem when he brought the plane back in. The next day, the board says the plane was released for flight despite the known discrepancy. The pilot reported a fire in the cockpit before apparently being overcome with smoke. Both pilots and three people on the ground died. The board ruled that at some point prior to or during the accident flight, it's likely that one of the pilots reset that circuit breaker that had been pulled on the previous flight, re-energizing related components in the electrical system, which likely led to the in-flight fire. Acting board chairman Mark V. Rosanker commented, quote, "This accident is especially tragic, not only because lives were lost and people were grievously injured, but because it could have been so easily avoided," unquote. NTSB has issued 5 recommendations to the FAA, including cautioning pilots about the possible downsides of resetting breakers in flight, and a safety alert to Part 91 business operators to adopt a safety management system. In his first public speech as the new president of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, Craig Fuller told the Wichita Aero Club Wednesday that general aviation has a bright future, but will require collective action by individual pilots and industry leaders to realize its potential. Quote, "We cannot afford to focus only on the problems of today. Now is the time to lay the groundwork for recovery," unquote. Regarding the recent pounding of GA's public image following the auto bailout hearings in Congress, Fuller added, quote, "Experience taught me long ago that if you do not define yourself, you are defined by your adversaries. We must be engaged in the political process. We cannot afford to be passive and wait for better days," unquote. He told the 230 members in attendance that while AOPA does not want a renewed fight over user fees, it will be ready to represent GA if it happens. Here's where we all get to decide whether we're a special interest group or not. However you feel about stimulus plans backed by deficit spending, Aviation Tax Consultants finds a silver lining in the current bill's impact on aviation. Aviation Tax Consultants helps aircraft owners with the tax ramifications of large purchases and says House Resolution 598 includes, among other benefits, the return of 50% bonus depreciation for new aircraft purchases, up to $250,000, retroactive to January 1st of this year. The House passed the bill on Wednesday, and it's currently being debated in the Senate. Continental Airlines has joined a parade of ugly 2008 financials, announcing yesterday it lost $585 million in 2008, including $234 million attributed to special items such as fuel hedges. $266 million of that loss came in the fourth quarter alone. U.S. Airways says it did worse in 2008, losing $803 million, $541 million of that in the last 3 months of the year. Both airlines stressed adjustments they say will pay off with a better 2009. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. An accident claims Airliners.net's Paolo Emanuele. A helicopter midair is blamed in part on distracted pilots. And American goofed when it added seats to its 767s. Also check out our ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with a frustrated Ed Bolin of NBAA. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.